we are starting on page Kuf Lamed Tes. This is the last sif of Simon Shin Yud Ches. Kuf Lamed Tes, Simon Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Tes. And he speaks about the sif for a little bit, and then he has general discussions after that till the end of the Simon. Okay, here we are. Yud Tes, the top of the page. Also, Latuach Shemen Veshum Alatzli Ba'oidei Keneged Amadura. You're not allowed to smear oil or garlic on a roasted piece of meat when it's still opposite a fire. I feel nitzle had sleep in my dream, even if it was roasted before Shabbos. Because when you smear it with the oil with the garlic, those items get cooked or roasted across from the fire. Whether you say it's the meat that's doing the roasting, more and in order to avoid that shy, we can say it's the fire that's doing the roasting. But either way, you are cooking these items, so it's asa. Okay, sif cotton kuf yud ches keneged amadura lav dafka, doesn't literally have to be across from the fire. Do adin b'ma'avir sashifud shetochu v'alav atzli me'ha'ish, because the same thing applies. Even if he's got meat on a spit and he doesn't just put it down there, but he carries it and moves it past the fire with the oil on top or with the garlic on top. People might do that just to give a quick heating to the oil or to the garlic. Because manchu voiseach, yadzalev boy, osla turchalav, as long as it's still hot, yadzalev boy, you're not allowed to smear these items on top of it. And even to take that piece of meat and put it onto a bowl, which is in a plate, which is a klisheni, it's also to then bring oil or garlic and spread it on top. It's away from the fire now, but the roasted meat is still hot. Now, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say this, by the way. He just said to put it near the fire. The Mishnah Berurah is adding, you have to be careful even when it's not near the fire. If the roasted meat is still hot, don't smear it with these things. The Hakama Poiskim Savrim, the Dvagush calls Mancha Yadzeh Lelisboy, a bit of a cliche, Mavashal. Because there are a number of Poiskim that write that when you have a hot piece of meat, as long as it's Yadzeh Lelisboy, not meat, but a hot item, if it's Yadzeh Lelisboy, then even though it's in a klisheni, it can still cook. The concept of dvagush, right? The chumah of dvagush, that a hot item in a klisheni can cook as if it's a kli rishon. Even if it's a kli shishi or a vi, it doesn't make a difference. When we come back with the eved, ain't less or kashu munach be klisheni. However, but the eved, if you did it, you'd have to prohibit the food now to eat on Shabbos if you did it that way. The samchin ala poiskim to klisheni ainim avashto b'chol gavni because we're relying on the rishonim and the achoinim, in fact, who don't have a problem with a klisheni hot piece of item in a klisheni. They say there's no such thing as a hot item in a klisheni cooking because you go where it is, it's in a klisheni. Again, it's a machlekes. Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that a hot item in a klisheni can cook, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should be choshish for it. But if you did it, the food's mutter. Mechol zeh b'shem shemen. Here we're talking until now about garlic and oil. Dehu davar chai shulnis basha, which is a uncooked item. Avav b'shemen shenikva mutter laturach afilu keneged amadura. But if you've got fat that congealed, you're allowed to spread that across from the fire, because currently it's solid. De'ein boy shuv mishem bishul kevin shikvar nisbasha, because there's no problem to cook it. It's been cooked before. And it's already, and it's no problem b'shachar b'shuv, it's a solid. V'komo shikosavnu l'mala b'sif tzedzayin d'dvar yovish kikvar nisbasha de'ein boy shuv mishem bishul. Once it's been cooked, no problem to heat it again. Also, there's no problem of noilad when you put this fat on the meat and it melts and heats up. Because it gets absorbed into the meat, it's not visible afterwards, and therefore there's no problem of noilad either that we discussed earlier. As long as you don't crush it with your hand, like just kind of make it turn it into liquid, right, with your own hands. Just kind of add it a bit by bit to the meat, and it will gradually dissolve. Melt onto the meat. But this reason as well, it's permitted to spread goose fat that congealed onto the meat. Spreading it on top of like flour and beans, whatever, could go in lokshen, el bizen, hewas, different types of pasta, these types of things. You want to spread goose fat onto pasta, that's okay. Even though the pasta is hot, but you can spread the goose fat on it. Just do it slowly until it gradually dissolves, melts. Now we're going to go over a point we mentioned last year. It absorbs, you didn't see it afterwards. Isa b'tosefta. Tosefta says, and we mentioned this yesterday, same way the person brought fire, another person brought firewood, one person brought a pot, someone else brought water, someone else brought the meat, one brought the spices, and then another person came along and stirred it all up. Kulam chayavim. All of them are chayev, each have done a malacha. We have to, the Gemara goes through what the malachas were, how it's possible. Hayne, we'll see. She'anoise na'or, chayev mishim mavir. The person who brought the fire has transferred fire and lit something, that's mavir, that's igniting on Shabbos. The kushu moylech kachel, if imokon amokon, if imislabe, me'ruach elichosek, because when he walks with this coal from place to place, he is fanning the flame and it grows, and that's the malacha. If you bring the firewood as well, then you're also doing mavik, you're giving firewood to the fire. Ken kosov, Rashi, that's how Rashi explains it. All the others have done an issur of bishul. And also stirring as well is called bishul. That anything you do which helps the cooking process is called cooking, like stirring. The Rambam says, we continue. The person who puts a pot on the fire, we're talking about a new pot. Because he is hardening, tempering the pot that he puts on the fire. Gemar Shalm. No, they've been anyway. No, they've all been finished in the factory. Not relevant now. They've all been finished, completed. They're completed in the factory already. Okay, and then we continue. Echad noisin as a kadeva. Echad a person who nothing as a kadeva. A person who bought the pot. Echad nothing as a man. Person who bought the water. Echad nothing as a basa. Person who bought meat. Echad nothing as a tavlin. Person who bought the spices. Echad nothing as a eitzim. Person who bought the wood. Echad hevias a ol. Then another person after all that brings the fire. Uva achet hegis, and then someone else comes and stirs it. So really, shnai machreinim chaim. Only the latter two. If the fire wasn't there yet, when all the other stuff was done beforehand, so nothing was done yet. When the fire comes along, that's the malacha, and then stirring as well after that is also the malacha. That's the correct gisa, kvisha higia agro, ba goisa or tisefta, according to the gro, v'chein lefi mashem motza, abeis yosef, muga b'sifei rambam, that's how the beis yosef found it in the rambam as well, that it was fixed. V'ein tzach ato l'shem doichak shenichak ma'arim at be'rav, akef mishnah, okay, the whole pilpul as to what the correct gisa is, and therefore how to fit in all these malachas, but we'll leave that. Because of the Rav Magid, and the Magid Mishnah writes, the divrei akol, kol she'im b'vishul echiyav, according to all opinions, if there's no malacha d'oraisa in cooking, like an item, if you reheated it when it was already fully cooked, then to stir such a pot when it's already fully cooked would not be a malacha, because it's nothing, you're not doing any cooking. However, the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Kolbe, the famous opinion, the kashihi ala ish, when you have a pot on the fire, even if the food's already fully cooked and you come and stir it when it's on the fire, you're doing a malacha d'oraisa. Gavalt, right? It's completely cooked. What are you doing? That's a big shayla on the Kolbe. What does he mean that you're doing a malacha of bishul when the food's already cooked and it's on the fire and you come and stir it? The Moshe finds he's got a mahalach, and he says there's always, even something that's officially fully cooked, there's always going to be little pockets of food or little pockets of liquid that didn't really get cooked. And by stirring it, you're going to make sure those parts also get cooked. Even if on the whole it's considered fully cooked. That's how he explains it. Kli bishul shelanu, shekoyen samavar. Our samovars, what's that called in English? It's basically like a copper thing with coals around, going all around it. Right? It's got a container for the coals around it, and inside is the water, whatever. You already heated it before Shabbos. You can't take water from that samovar on Shabbos, because unless you took the coals away from before Shabbos. Can cost of a safer to set for Yerushalayim. He brings us in Yerushalmi, the Mulya, which is the case in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Sheinogoth, if you didn't take the coals, Ain Shoisim and Menachas, you can't drink from that water on Shabbos. That time, what's the problem? Because it's made out of parts, pieces. He might be concerned that if he pours out the water and he ends up, like you have like an urn, if the water goes down to the bottom now and there's no water covering the element, the whole thing might blow, and that's why they have these systems to stop it happening. But that was the concern over here. If you let the water run down and it's hot from the coals, then the whole thing might just crack and fall apart. So therefore, what's he going to do? He's scared about losing his mulia, this kli. He's worried about the kli breaking, so he's going to might add water to prevent the kli from breaking. Boom, moisif mayim. So therefore, a person sits down before shkia to drink from this kli. And then Shabbos came in. Don't continue to drink from there. It's a gazer. Torah, lest you come to add water, because you don't want the whole thing to crack. Not relevant really nowadays to archetypes of Kalim, but that's the halacha from the Gemara. Adkan.